Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Good morning. I'm very happy to be here in LAMP's conference for a second time. And it's a pleasure to be with all of you to share our ideas and our work about LAMPs and learning design. In this paper, with Anna Amabroudi and Thanasis Hadzilakos, we present a first work about sequence metadata. LAMPS metadata application profile is the title of this work. I will follow the structure of our paper, sharing with you some ideas, some fundamentals concepts about learning objects and e-learning standards and specifications. We present what is a metadata application profile for a community of practice, the usage of metadata in LAMPS community, and we finish with the suggested map for all LAMPS community. First of all, as we know, the idea of e-learning object is a fundamental in e-learning. According to Hornings, the ability to capture knowledge such that is can be analyzed, reused, and shared with others, thus developing and spire of more new knowledge creation, is perhaps the most powerful information the most mindful promise information technology can provide. Johnson proposed the anatomy of as a total of an information object, a learning objective, assessment plus metadata, data for the data. And of course, the idea of interoperability with learning management systems and of course with repository is fundamental. The whole idea is how we can package knowledge in small boxes and to reuse again. As smallest as B, as most reusable in the future. The definition of a standard is documents that we agree containing technical specifications to be consistent as rules, guidelines to be used from all the users, from all the systems. And of course, the four most important dimension is interoperability, portability, reusability, and of course discrimination of the useful information. As all we know, the idea is to have separated small pieces of knowledge that we can describe with metadata, we can package in a way that after sequencing learning object to be used easily in different cases. The two most famous metadata standards are LOM, the learning object metadata, and Dublin Core. I think this is the most common that we can find in the biggest repository and, of course, in a lot of systems. Now, what is a metadata application profile? An application profile is an assemblage of metadata elements selected from one other or more metadata schemas, basic schemas, and combining in compound schema. The basic goal of mixing and matching metadata elements is to meet specific requirements of a particular context, or, for example, of one community. In our case, the community of LAMPS has specific requirements. So the idea is that if you have a community of practice that have some special needs, to have a schema that can cover these needs. For example, a community of practice could represent a wide range of grouping, large or small, national, subject-specific, application-orienting, in our case, LAMPS community, etc. So the idea is to have guidelines, principles, and practices to create a good application profile. As we have seen from the literature review, to create a good application profile, you must have a clear purpose, a clear scope. Do not compromise interoperability by breaking conformance with the existing standards. Be more restrictive than the base standards. Represent to principles as such modularity, extensibility, refinement, multi-guidance, completeness of description. And, of course, a balance the trade-offs between details versus simple metadata description and objectives versus subjective metadata or other contradicting factors. I think this is the basic rules that somebody who want to create a good application profile must follow. As Dalzias said, focus on the description of learning activities. We need some metadata from Dublin Core, some metadata from learning from LOM that will be relevant to a description of a learning activity sequence. Is it possible? We believe that it is. The idea is to map the minimum metadata that we need to keep in a LAMP sequence. So when a repository or when another LMS using LOM or Dublin Core or another system to be compatible with our map, with our application profile. Now, to create our map, we conduct a survey with the existing LAMPS repository. As we see in this table, we select 50 sequences. 80% of them, they have a description. 92% of them, they have keywords, etc. So, at first, in our methodology, we found what the existing sequence have as the most common metadata. As we observed, there is a difficulty between the semantics of keyword and the subject. So if you see a lot of sequences confuse these two basic for us metadata. In some cases, the person who create the author who create is not the same with the person who upload. Of course, the date that the educational resource was initially creating is not the same with the date of submission to the LAMS repository. For example, I had created a LAMS sequence in Greek last year, and I decided the previous month to share this to the community because we have a discussion if it's possible to use the same repository and for Greek sequences or general format. And now, when somebody see the date, is 1 year before. But the reality is that it's a new one because I uploaded just 1 month ago. So
we are only 2 minutes, and then you have to be on another presentation.
Okay.
So
We based our words with previous words, as you can see in this slide. And we thank you, all these people. So, in the last slides, we see our proposal for a map for LAMS community. First of all, we select 17 metadata elements that, as we can see, we can have different values. We can have multiple values or no. They can be mandatory or optional. Here is a table, as you can see in the paper, that mapping the Dublin Core, the LOM element, with our LAMS maps. I think this is a very important table because we can see how we use all this. This is the second. Of course, you can see in details from the paper. Now, in this table, we can see Okay, doesn't matter. We'll, you can find it in the paper. The idea is that first we see the suggesting name of the metadata element, the control vocabulary, if it's mandatory, if it's, you can, you have to choose from a list. In the third column, you can see if it's a multiple choice. It can be multi-value or single value. And a comment about the usage of each element. As you can see, we try to reduce the number, but this is not, it is not possible. The reality is we have 17 metadata. We hope to reduce to 12, but we think it is necessary. We hope to have a big discussion with LAMS community and to finalize this suggestion, because we think it's a very fundamental work. So, as conclusions, we have 4 categories of metadata in our map. 4 of them are mandatory. The second category are the optional metadata, but high recommended. Description, audience, delivery mode, runtime, and outline of activities. And the third category is optional of lesser importance, as date of creation, resource reference, comments, LAMS versions, license and support files. And the fourth category is the automatically generated by the system, as the date of submission, the license, etc. So, We believe that is very important to add metadata in LAMP sequence. This is something that missing. This word, it can be a starting to help authors to build their metadata. Maybe a wizard can help in this way. And we plan in this conference to take some interviews for people here. We have already discussed and we ask and the others about how to they use metadata when searching LAMP sequence or when they reuse them. Thank you very much.
Yes. We got two questions, no more than that, because the students have to run to another.
It's just a suggestion, or is already an implementation, or where is it standing?
This is a theoretical framework, okay. And it's recommended to LAMP's community for a discussion to be be acceptable from the community to implement and to include in LAMP's repository and in LAMP's inside, because now I had another, I thought we have internet. If you open a sequence, when you save a LAMP sequence, the only metadata element is the license. We suggest to add there the mandatory, the fourth, Ernie, mm-hmm. the fourth mandatory, and maybe to add a wizard that suggests an easy way for the others. Mm. And of course, a future step of our work is a suggestion about to improve the searching machine, because now in the LAMP repository, you have only one field that you can write a word to search in this repository.
Yeah.
And we don't believe that this is the best, the most convenient way to do it. Something else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, because I have in the other room. I